For details of our complete range of podcasts and our terms of use, go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.
Hello and welcome to Outlook from the BBC World Service. This is Lucy Ash with more extraordinary personal stories from around the world. Today, Mohamed Haroon Mahmoud was one of those who emailed Outlook at bbc.com after our recent interview with Amine Bahrami. She's the young Iranian woman blinded in an acid attack by a rejected suitor. Controversially, she won the legal right to inflict the same punishment on her attacker. In his email, Mohamed wrote, "I know what it feels like to be blind. I lost my sight at the age of 17 after the civil war in Somaliland. Although I love forgiveness, I cannot find any grounds for forgiveness in my heart for that man." Mohamed now lives in Sheffield in the north of England with his wife and four young children. He arrived in the UK 11 years ago and had to build a new life for himself from scratch, learning English and becoming a student. On the line from Sheffield, he told me about that day in 1992 when he lost his sight just 2 weeks after he began working for a mine-clearing organisation. He was clearing an area just south of Hargeisa, the capital of Somaliland.
What happened was we normally have a set of shifts, each shift almost 45 minutes. And I was in the last shift of that day and I was doing my normal work. And in the last 5 minutes before I break, I had that terrible accident where one of the landmines exploded and resulted this sight loss.
So, Mohamed, just explain to me, did you touch the mine with a metal prod and it blew up, or did you step on it, or what happened?
I touched it with a metal prod. That was the only material we used to use. Digging land where we expect mines are there, we used to dig it with that metal prod, and I hit it over the top, and then it exploded straight away. I've heard that big bang, followed by what seemed to be a burn on my body, on my face, and of course with a terrible pain.
And then what happened?
I was given a first aid in the field, and I was transported back to Hargeisa, where they were expecting better medical facilities to be, but unfortunately there was none. It was just post-civil war, that horrendous civil war, so everything was destroyed. The hospital was just a name.
Now, Mohamed, tell me, what made you want to write in after hearing our interview with Amine Bahrami?
Amine Bahrami, I was listening to that arrogant man who, because he was unable to convince her to marry him, and he committed this terrible sin against that young lady, and he destroyed her future and her beauty. So I was really very sad about it, because I know what it means to be blind. So I was actually amazed that human rights activists were trying to reverse that court ruling. And I was arguing that she has every right to do the same against him.
To many people, two wrongs don't make a right.
In a way, partly that's right. There could be other ways. He can be imprisoned or whatever, but he will not feel how bad he'd done. He will never feel it. And having the same punishment that he inflicted, or the same damage he inflicted to that young lady, would send the right message to everyone who is about or planning to do the same thing.
Tell me how the loss of sight has changed your life and how you've come to terms with it.
Obviously, loss of sight in a developing country like Somalia, currently Somaliland, emerging from war, no education for people with sight impairment, no employment, plus social stereotypical views towards blind people. A combination of all these things creates a difficult life. And then I left home and settled in the UK, where I get lots of opportunities. I have just finished my university degree. I'm thinking to do my master's. And my main priority is to go back and to be part of the nation once again, despite my sight loss. I want to prove that I could do something to help the nation, and also to prove stereotypical views against blind people wrong.
Mohamed Haroon Mahmoud. I'm Lucy Ash, and thanks for listening. I'll be back at the same time tomorrow with more extraordinary personal stories from around the world. Do join me then, if you can.
There are dozens of different podcasts now available from the BBC, including news, documentaries, science, business, arts and sport.